on Thursday a resolution signed by 50 of the 73 lawmakers to remove Speaker Fonati Kofa was read and approved in the majority session presided over by Deputy Speaker Thomas Fala. However, Article 49 of the Liberian Constitution requires a two-third majority to remove the Speaker. The embattled Speaker Kofa has petitioned the Supreme Court on grounds that his removal is unconstitutional. Representative Marvin Cole is a ranking member of the minority bloc headed by Speaker Kofa. He says removing the Speaker is an embarrassment to the rule of law.
This is just a complete political bluff and embarrassment to the democracy and integrity of the rule of law within Liberia. I mean, we have to reach to a place where lawlessness will have to stop. Majority cannot be majority or lawless majority. That is not a democratic majority. That's the message we want to send. It's not all majority that has the ability to do what needs to be done. The most important majority that every one of us should subscribe to in this country is the majority of the law.
Eddie Jawolo is the executive director for NEMOT Partners for Democratic Development, a civil society group. He said the removal of the speaker without due process is a slap in the face of democracy.
It's a challenging period for our democracy. Because our democracy, the rule of law, is a very key component. And I think that while the majority have their say, the law also calls for due process. I think that the speaker, Kofa, had not been given due process. Therefore, they had the right to remove him, but they had to remove him based on cause and to using due process. Because if we don't do this, we saw the removal of a judge from the Supreme Court. Now we're seeing the removal of speaker, the third most powerful person in the government. The next thing would just be the president.
However, the majority bloc newly elected speaker, Representative Rachel Cohn, says he was lawfully elected by his colleagues.
We are politicians, so we see nothing, you know, or how to bring any hurdle to our leadership. We feel that what they are doing, they have the right to seek legal redress. We as legislators, we are all politicians, and we think we did whatever we did today in the course of the law. So we did it within the framework of the law, and we think we have done nothing wrong as it relates to the legal aspect. And also politically, the decision that was taken today met the consensus of the majority member.
Representative Kuhn says his side will communicate their decision to President Joseph Boakai.
Our branch of government is a separate branch of government. We will not interfere with other branch. What we've done today, we're going to communicate with the executive that the House of Representatives have taken a new decision to have a new speaker and to communicate with the executive on the basis of a decision we've made. So whether the president blessing or not, the president will now see it as a prudent decision by the legislature who have lost confidence in the former speaker, Jay Fonati Kofa.
The stalemate on Capitol Hill has created mixed reactions across the country. Some think it is unconstitutional, while others say there is no standing rules in politics. The question now is whether the country has two speakers of the House of Representatives. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.